Good evening. This is a meeting of the Pacifica Affiliate Task Force on November 17, 2016. This is Janice Lane Ewart speaking, temporary chairperson of this task force. The draft agenda for tonight's meeting is in the following order. Call to order and roll call. Approved draft agenda. Approved meeting minutes of October 20th, 2015 and September 15th, 2015. The affiliate director report by Ursula Rudenberg. Updates on fundraising / brainstorming ideas. And the last item is adjournment. Are there any additions to the proposed agenda?
Hello, this is Teresa.
Yes, Teresa. Hello.
Okay. Things to add to the agenda. I move that we postpone approval of the minutes from September 15 of 15.
Okay. Any objections? Hearing none, that item will not be part of our agenda tonight. Any other amendments to the agenda?
Hello.
Yes.
Well, there is the issue of the deadline, which was for submissions to be affiliate director. Do we want to discuss this?
I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Are there others on the call who may disagree with me?
Well, let me say this. The
Teresa, could we hear if there's any...
I would like to have it put on the agenda.
Is there any objection to adding an agenda item after the affiliate director's report, the addition of the affiliate director's election process? Hearing none, then that item will be added after the director's report and before the updates on fundraising / brainstorming ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Any objection to approval of the amended agenda?
We still have approval of the minutes of October's meeting on the agenda.
Yes,
we voted to. Yes, we do.
I would move that we postpone that since we have so few people on the call that most likely we should wait until we have more people to review them.
Any objections to this additional
This is Alan.
Amendment to the meeting agenda?
I would like to discuss this. We've given proper notice for the meeting. I sent the minutes out. We sent the minutes out twice. I don't know whether people are just busy. I scheduled this meeting tonight because Elections Committee took Thursday, so I got what day I could. When I look at the people that could be on the call, I don't know why they're not on the call, but there's nothing wrong with the minutes, and if they wanted to change something, they could come back and change them. So I'm not opposed to approving them tonight.
Teresa, I, as much as we work well together, I'm afraid I have to disagree with you from the perspective.
Hi, John Crimshaw here.
Hi, John. I find it less than I find that we work well in a collegial meeting, and part of that collegiality is approving minutes when at least the majority of the people who were at the last meeting are at the next meeting to review and approve the minutes. So I am in favor of postponing the approval of the October 20th meeting minutes until a point at which more than three, four people who are at that meeting are present for approval of the minutes. Any other discussion on the proposed agenda?
I just want to put in another 2 cents. I just am concerned that if we have poor attendance, that at this rate we'll never get a minutes approved. I will admit that the minutes of September 15th, it depresses me. It was a very contentious meeting, and you know, it's hard. It's hard, and that's what I'm going to do tonight after this meeting. I'm going to finish those minutes. But I think that discouraged people, just that meeting. But the last meeting, you know, we've given people plenty of opportunity to weigh in and say change them. So I just still do not quite understand what would be so horrible to approve them. Thank you for your listening.
Well, we're at the point where we need to hear if there are any objections to the proposed amendments to the agenda as noted.
I still stand by my proposal to take them off the agenda, and I support what Janice said earlier.
All right.
Okay, so if there are no additional objections to the amended agenda, hearing none, we will go the agenda has been approved. Because John has just come on, I also just want to make sure that we do a roll call, because we should have actually done a call. We've done a call to order, but we didn't officially do a roll call for the stream and for the minute. So Janice Lane, your affiliate representative to the board, is present.
I will go on record that I abstained on the motion to postpone the minutes of 10:20.
Well, at a task force, Teresa, I don't know that level of protocol is necessary. However, given your sensibility to the importance of your abstention, I will make a note of it.
All right. Thank you. Oh, I'm taking minutes.
Okay. Fine.
Thank you.
So we were at roll call. Do you want us to do the roll call, Teresa?
Yes. Yes. Go ahead. Teresa Allen is present. Antina on...
Rather than read the whole list task force, why don't we just read the people who are here?
Okay. All right. Alan is here.
Chandra Houtman, KPFA Berkeley.
John.
Ursula Rudenberg, Pacifica.
John.
KPFK, Los Angeles.
Okay, so we've done the roll call. We've approved the amended agenda.
And Janice Lane Ewart.
Yes, it's Janice Lane Ewart, Pacifica National Board Affiliate Representative of KFAI Fresh Air Radio in Minneapolis. The next item on the agenda, having postponed approval of the minutes, is the Affiliate Director's Report, Ursula Rudenberg.
Okay. The main thing that I'm doing these days is dealing with numbers and contracts, so that's mostly what I can share with you. We are working really hard here at the office to try to understand what is happening this year. There's so much change in the affiliate program in terms of a lot of new small stations coming in and a lot of older affiliates, some of them leaving. And so we're trying to figure out what this all shakes down to. It's always very, very challenging to get people to sign their contracts.
which is kind of what we need to be able to make projections. And so a great deal of my time is spent trying to just get that done. And as we are getting in commitments from people, we process them here. We have a database. We keep track of who they are, and we're keep track of when we think they're going to pay, or when they say they're going to pay their fee, so that we can get a sense of quarter to quarter what kind of income the affiliate program will be making this year. And I'll tell you what we kind of see so far. First of all, the facts. Since we're kind of starting September 1st, because people began paying their FY16 starts October 1st, but people start paying their FY16 fee in September, some people. And so we kind of include September as part of the formula here. And so from September 1st to now, which is what you would call within the first quarter of our fiscal year, which will last until the end of December. So we're kind of like in the middle of our first quarter, or in the last third of it. And we've brought in $65,565, which is a very weird number, but that's what it is. It's like a lot of sixes and a lot of fives. And out of that number, 500 is FY14, which is 2 years ago. We're still getting some fees from then. FY15, which is last year, $6,705 are from last year, and $58,360 are FY16 affiliate fees. We kind of tried to make an analysis today to begin to explain this to you, and it's kind of my first draft, which will eventually, I hope, can give the incoming CFO a more exact accounting of what we think is happening, but this is kind of our first pass at it. So we have $65,565 income. And Teresa, I'll send you this information. You don't have to, write it from here. So within the first quarter, what we're still seeing that we're hoping to bring in before January 1st is we have $6,230 in outstanding affiliate fees from FY15 still. These are people that haven't paid last year's bill. Of that, I'm going to estimate that of that, we will probably end up collecting around $3,866, which is a little more than half. The reason we won't collect all of it is because some stations are just going under, and they will just never have the money to give us anymore. There's almost no ill will with those stations. They just simply are collapsing financially.
How many stations do you feel that's happening to?
I don't know. Let me take a look here at the list. It's about half. Let me see. One, two, three of them are probably never going to be able to give us the money.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Outstanding fees for this quarter is $81,502. And out of that, I'm estimating that about $40,000, I'm cutting it in half, a little less than half, will actually come in this quarter. Now, that's less alarming than it sounds. The reason why it's that way is because a large amount of the fees that part of that money is stations that pay annually. They don't pay by quarter. So a lot of stations will just pay at the beginning of the year their entire affiliation fee. And they say that they'll do that. And so they figure into this number And a lot of them end up not paying in the first quarter. A lot of them end up paying later in the year. So to think that they'll all pay in the first quarter is just not realistic. It just doesn't happen. And so I'm estimating that there'll be about $40,000 coming in of fees for this quarter. And the combined, fees from last year, what's already come in now, and what I still see coming in this quarter comes to $109,431. So that's what I'm hoping for by December 1st. That would be pretty much normal amount. In the past, we would have had that much by now. So I'm hoping that we can at least keep the first quarter up to, what it usually has been in the past. I'm projecting for FY16 $200,000 in total. I am being hopeful. I'll be very honest. I don't know if we'll make it, but I'm making that projection with the hopes that we will be able to accomplish that. It would be about a $50,000 drop from, what we were doing 3-4 years ago. So we did pass the $200,000 mark in FY15, and we have lost some affiliates, but I'm also, we're also picking some up. And even though they're smaller stations, they are, it is money, and so I'm hoping that we'll be able to stay at the $200,000. So that's how I see things right now. What I really would like to get a better sense of is when the money will come in, and that's very challenging because we have approximately, let me see, we have maybe 50 stations still that have not signed their contracts. And it's very challenging to get. It's not that people are not signing them. Well, some people aren't signing them because they don't want to, but most people, most stations will pay before they will sign their contract just because they see the contract as kind of an unnecessary formality, and partly because our contract rolls over automatically. But I really feel that for legal reasons, it's better to have a fresh contact, and also just for giving us the ability to plan is it makes all the difference in the world because the contract asks people to specify when they'll pay. So I'm really making it a goal this year to get people to sign the contract so that we really can see what's going on. So that's how I spend most of my time these days, trying to the good news is the network is pretty large. The bad news is that it's a lot of work to figure out what's going on. The bigger it gets, the more complicated it gets to understand and to get everybody to, go through the proper steps to help us keep it, keep it understandable. So we have two new affiliates. One is KCMJ in Colorado Springs. It's a low-power station. Very happy to have them. We did have an affiliate in Colorado Springs before, KCCR, which was a very large NPR station, which paid us a lot of money. And about 5 years ago, they just stopped paying us money. And now they've kind of dropped out of the picture. And so we kind of lost Colorado Springs. And so it's very, very nice to have these guys back. At least in the community. Yeah. So, and they actually are cooperating very nicely with KCCR. So it's a, I think KRCC, I'm sorry, I can't remember exactly what Colorado Springs is, but, it's a collegial relationship with the NPR station. So really excited to have them back. And then we have a new internet radio station called Planet Wave, which is in Kingston, New York. And I wanted to read, I'm in the process right now of, hooking them up with all the services and the listserv. And I wanted you to read what he wrote in the email today because he's just starting to use the service. And he wrote to me, okay, so I suddenly don't feel so lonely anymore. I feel connected. There is a world of radio to participate in. So it's just really nice to, get an email like that and feel that connection being made. Another thing that I'm working on is, you know, Otis has set up a service where some affiliates are streaming through a server that's owned by Pacifica and also receiving an internet service package, which includes things like the archive and the copyright confessor, which is a way of reporting, and a number of other features that come with the software. And there is a slow but growing interest in it, and I'm working on a contract for that so that we actually can charge some money for it. What's been holding it up in the past is that I don't really have access to lawyers, or have not had access to lawyers for a long time. And this is one of the problems of the affiliate program. We're all about contracts, and I'm not prepared to make a contract without legal advice. And so Lydia has told me to make a draft, and then she would bring it to John Kriegler, and we could get a contract made up. So hopefully that'll be resolved by next month. And finally, just a really nice note. Pacifica did a national broadcast of the post-debate coverage. And because I'm in Iowa and because I'm at a community radio station in Iowa, which does have a reporting team, they asked us to do the live after debate coverage. We're very close to Des Moines. And so four of us reporters went down there and did live coverage for the anchor at KPFK with Susie Weissman, with Antonio Gonzalez, and Alan Minsky was the executive producer. And we tried out some really great new technology where we were able to hook microphones and headphones up to our cell phones and got really good sound to Los Angeles via cell phone. So we were like running all over. It was absolutely crazy, completely fun event, and we were extremely lucky. We got Cornell. I was with a high school student named Max, and we snagged Cornell West and got a great interview. And our two ladies who were inside the spin room were able to get a really good interview with all three campaign managers themselves. And so we had a lot of fun and really were able to bring some really great audio from Iowa in the post debate, and so we'll be providing national coverage of the caucuses in winter too. And so it was just exciting to be able to really demonstrate how the affiliate program can provide, you know, stringers, basically on the ground stringers. And and on the other side, it was just a huge, you know, hugely exciting and confidence building for the reporters here to be hooked up and working with Pacifica Network and to be able to, you know, be on the national stage. It just meant a lot to everybody here too, to be able to do it. So that was just a really nice event. And I didn't hear the rest of the broadcast because I was running around, you know, doing coverage, but I think it went pretty well.
Congratulations. And,
thank you. Yeah, it's kind of a rite of passage. We actually were, I was in the large filing room, press filing room, and we were next to the Daily Show, so that was also very entertaining to be working with it, you know, kind of bonding with the Daily Show people. That was a lot of fun. So, anyway, that's the end of my report. Any questions?
I think someone came on the line while you were giving your report. Is there someone else that would like to identify themselves? No? Okay.
Maybe question. Someone went off.
Maybe so. Maybe that was Otis getting off. Any questions for Ursula? With no questions for Ursula, then the next...
Actually, Madam Chair?
Yes?
There are seven people on the call, so there is someone on the call who's not identifying themselves.
If someone is muted and would like to unmute themselves so that we can add your name to the attendance, that would be great.
Guess not.
Okay, then. I'll just ask, Serene, are you on the call by chance? Serene Roberts? Okay. The next agenda item is been added to tonight's agenda, and it's the affiliate director representation on the Pacifica National Board / application deadline. Teresa, this is your agenda item.
Yes. I have to take some responsibility for this. The bylaws say that the deadline to submit nominations for affiliate directors is November 15th. And it also says that the secretary is supposed to give the names to the national board by the 1st of December. And I called the secretary. The secretary only has one nomination. And I had asked Ursula to send out the letter to all the affiliates because I was hoping that when my name would not be associated with it, and didn't want your name associated with it, Janice, or Robert Rabin's name associated with it, because I thought that didn't want any question of partiality. However, Ursula sent me an email asking which email address it should be the application should be sent to, and because there was a communication error, I did not respond to that email, and therefore it didn't go out. So one reason why we have so few, only one application for affiliate director, is that the letter did not go out to all of our affiliates. And I think this is a disservice to our affiliates. And I'm also concerned that our bylaws state that we're supposed to have two affiliate directors. So the question is, how do we right this wrong? And my first thought was that we needed to convene the national board and ask that the deadline be extended. So I'm looking for solutions. I have called some people and am looking for solutions to this problem. So I just want you to be aware of this. I mean, we can wait until December 3rd when the national board meets and be told, or we can wait until the 1st and we can find out that, you know, somebody has applied and they may or may not even be qualified, because we have had people apply before that were not even qualified. So I think this is a matter of concern, because this is going to affect representation next year on the national board. And this is, I've always found that our affiliate directors contributed a lot to the board, the work of our national board. So I'm very, very sorry that this happened. And I have to think it's because the letter didn't go out and I played a part in it. We just didn't have leadership. There was always, it's been kind of up in the air this year because we did not have elected leadership on this committee, and this is what happened. So very sorry. So I'm just wondering if anyone else wanted to weigh in, or if you had any proposed solutions.
Thank you, Teresa, for being forthright about the actions leading up to this. And I will ask if there are any suggestions for moving forward. John?
I would think that if there were a vacancy, that the board would naturally provide an opportunity to fill that vacancy.
I'm sorry, who's speaking?
John Crumshaw.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to make sure I had the right note. So it's your opinion. Please go ahead, John. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
So I would imagine that the board would allow us to fill a vacancy and would actually want to fill a vacancy, since that's the requirement of the board, and since they're starting a new term, it would be important to have representation from the affiliate task force. And I would suggest that it might be possible for us to consider waiving that rule nomination and presenting the other candidate and evaluating the candidate who applied and if that candidate is qualified, accept that candidate. If not, then make nominations of two people who are qualified.
This is Chandra. I would like to go next when John is finished.
I'm finished. Thank you, Chandra.
I propose that the affiliate task force send a letter to the national board saying that we discussed this matter at our meeting tonight, and we're very concerned that the affiliate program won't be adequately represented next year, since right now there's only one nominee. And according to the bylaws, there were supposed to be two representatives. And we propose that the national board make a special, I don't know how they can do this, but make a motion to extend the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Under the special, because of these special circumstances, to, for the nomination period, and invite all the affiliates to and notice all the affiliates about this extension and give them an opportunity to nominate directors to the board.
Okay, shall I try to read back what you said? I think part of it was your motivation, but the way I interpret it was, Chandra Hopman moved that affiliate task force send a letter to the PNB proposing extension of deadline of affiliate director nomination and notice the affiliates of this extension.
Yes, and maybe we should put a date in there.
I think that would be helpful as well, because it would also help us set the stage for when we should be prepared to get notice out.
Well, why don't we say 2 weeks from today?
Okay. All right. So, okay. Chandra Hopman moved that affiliate task force send a letter to the PNB proposing an extension of the deadline. I'm sorry, I didn't put any articles in here. Extension of the deadline of the affiliate director nomination and notice the affiliates of this extension. So you want to propose an extension of the deadline of affiliate nomination, director nomination, to, and 2 weeks from today, see, today is the 17th.
That would be December the 8th.
December 8th. DCC 8th. And notice, okay, I will second that.
Any discussion?
I have a question. And I have discussed this with at least five other directors so far today. The challenge is that the PNB does not officially meet again until December 3rd. So if we meet on December 3rd without calling a special meeting, then we don't send the extension out until the 3rd, and we give people a deadline of the 8th. Do you think that's sufficient?
I think that's sufficient, given that it will require us to begin doing prep work to determine who is interested and available to serve.
Mm-hmm.
There's, in all reality, we can ask and hope for the best for the extension. However, if we've not done the legwork prior to that time, then it will ultimately be a moot point because we will not have someone in the queue to get their materials in. To give a bit of a background, last year, Norm Stockwell, myself, and Heather Gray, and Richard Uzel started these discussions 6 weeks before the deadline was due. And I, as some of you may recall, that some of this was done through consultation with whom we should contact, letting them, making them aware of the responsibilities and the deadline. So we don't have that luxury of time. And if we want to be prepared after being successful with this motion, we'd have to start souring the probability of candidates tomorrow.
Well, under the circumstances, then, I propose modifying my motion to extend the deadline for 3 weeks instead of 2 weeks, to December 15th.
If we extended the, Madam Chair, is it okay if I speak?
I would ask if there are others who also want to be engaged so that we are getting a well-rounded conversation.
Okay.
If there are no other, if there's no other desire to speak, you got it, Teresa.
Okay.
Janice, I had a thought. This is Ursula.
Okay.
Yes, and I'm sorry. I when you guys are making a decision, I want to speak more to this, but I think, and I could be mistaken here because I'm having a confusion in my head of dates, but I think part of the reason why I got confused was because it used to be that the nominations were in December and then the vote was in January.
No.
With the new board?
No, that's not been the case.
It was originally.
Oh,
it was originally.
The very first nomination was that way, but we quickly realized that if we didn't nominate the affiliate directors until the national board met, that the affiliate directors would always miss the first meeting. So we discovered very early in the bylaws.
Right. No, I know. I remember all that. But what I'm saying is that, again, I don't know if this makes any sense organizationally, but doing that would be preferable to not doing anything. And I'm wondering, because the bylaws were originally like that, if you could use the first set of, use that as a fallback, as a structure. I don't know. It's just an idea. I don't know if that makes any sense organizationally.
Ursula, I appreciate your talking through some of the possible strategy to make the point known to the full board. I have to be honest and say that the 2 years that I've been asked to submit an application, it's been with a November.
Right. Yeah. No.
Deadline.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So.
No, I understand. I'm just looking for a possible solution. That's all.
I think the personnel on the current board will eat that up and spit it out faster than if we go with our hat in our hand and make an effort to impart the importance of the affiliate program to the future of the PNB, and as well as its revenue source and the number of affiliate stations that are currently committed to Pacifica, that it would be less than ingenuous, or it would be less favorable to only have one representative.
Alan for the staff.
And Chandra also wants to speak.
Okay, Teresa and then Chandra.
Well, I'm thinking if we send out a letter to our affiliates like tomorrow, and say that we are presenting and moving the deadline back.
And we are presenting a proposal to move it back.
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
Then they can start preparing. If we meet with the national board, if we don't hold a special meeting, if I get this on high on the agenda on December 3rd, they may or may not decide to extend it. If they don't decide to extend it, then on the 3rd, they will vet the one applicant and interview them, perhaps, if they pass the vetting, and we could have one applicant. If they decide to move the extension, then seems like they will have from like the 3rd until the 15th when it passes to get their paperwork in order. But then if we hold a continuation meeting, I guess then the persons would be interviewed by one PNB. We'd have to have another meeting in there somewhere to select the person so they could be seated with the national board in January.
Well, Teresa, I have a slightly different possibility, and that would be given that we are coming really to execute the right for representation, I would propose that the vetting and the interview process happen all within one meeting, and I would then recommend that the voting, which is done through secret ballot, would take place within 3 days or 5 days after that meeting. I think 5 days is 5 to 7 days would be best. And still allow the person to be seated in time for the January participation.
I would anticipate that the vetting might not take that long. If we got the way it is in the bylaws, you get the applications by the 15th, and the secretary reports the names by the 1st of December. So the secretary is given 2 weeks to vet them.
But, Teresa, that's for members on the network board. That's not the process that I've engaged in through the affiliate process. It's happened before the first of the year. It happens before the holidays.
Right, and I'm assuming that the PNB could conceivably meet on Thursday the 17th, which is, I think, the date for our continuation meetings, and they could interview the people on the 17th. But if we have the date of the 15th, we're only giving the secretary 2 days to vet the people. Do we want to say December 12th?
This is Ursula. I'm a little bit unsure about the idea of asking affiliates to send in nominations without it being clear that the nominations will be accepted. I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on that. I'm not entirely comfortable with that.
Chandra, didn't you ask to speak after Teresa?
Yeah, but the only thing I was going to say is we don't even know if the one person who submitted their name or name was submitted is even eligible, will even meet the criteria of eligibility. So that person might not be a suitable candidate. We might end up with nobody at this point.
So with that in mind, I'd like to respond to you, Ursula, and maybe offer an alternative. I understand the hesitancy to ask for candidacy if the board's not going to approve a change in action. However, I would also say that it would be in our best interest to go back to the list of individuals that were scouted last year. One made a decision in the course of the meeting not to participate, and I remain unsure as to why. And I say all this to say that I would propose going back to the short list of people who had an interest last year, talk to them individually, make them aware that this may not come to fruition. If it does, in fact, get passed, then Ursula or Teresa, but I think it would best be Ursula, would be poised at the close of that PND meeting to send a message out to the affiliates and make it clear that it's a very quick turnaround, giving them the structure of the application letter and what criteria needs to be noted in the application and the approval of their board or a GM, or last year we used through another process as well, which I don't need to go into here, but mapping out all of the steps that would need to be in place in order for their candidacy to be viable at a very upcoming meeting.
Alan for the stack.
Yes, Alan. Yes.
Okay. You're right. Ursula's correct. It's a very delicate thing. I'm suggesting that we not make any assumptions until we propose that until we vote on this by the PNB on the 3rd. And I will call all of the PNB people and tell them of the dilemma. I've already talked about 5 of them. And I would suggest that this motion that we send to the national board, that it be worded that we extend the deadline of affiliate director nomination to the 12th. That would give people from the 3rd, when we send this out, to the 12th to make their nominations. And then we ask the secretary to present the names to the national board by the 15th. And then the national board has until the rest of the December to vet them and approve them.
Any other suggestions for process? Hearing none, then is there any objection to the motion as presented? Hearing no objections, then the motion moves forward. I'd recommend that Teresa and Ursula maintain significant contact with each other during this interim period, and I will let you know that I am available to send the materials that were developed last year in terms of what the key elements of an application are, including my own application and one presented by someone else last year.
Janice, when I can, I'd like to speak.
Sure, go right ahead. You can see there's a plethora of people waiting to speak.
Yeah. Well, I want to, first of all, thank you for doing this. And I want to apologize for my part in this. I try to do a pretty good job of keeping track of things, but this got away from me. And I was pretty upset when I realized the mistake that had happened. For some reason, I had December in my mind and just didn't realize the deadline was now. And it's not really an excuse. It's just what happened in my brain. And I was kind of just getting around to trying to figure out how to get it sent out, how to get that information to send it out. And so I apologize. And I think I just want to say that I do really appreciate you doing this, because it is really very upsetting and unfortunate to think that the affiliate program will be in this position. And if it's helpful in any way for me to make a statement about this, I am more than happy to do it. I'm just could use some guidance on what would be the appropriate thing to do. You know, the thing with me is, I mean, I'm obviously aware that that there's a lot of the affiliate directors' elections has as much to do with you know, the numbers on the board and voting power as it does for the affiliate program. And that's just the kind of thing that happens, you know, on boards. It's not the end of the world, but it's you know, I think I just want to speak for the other side of that, which is, in reality, for me, it has nothing to do with, you know, sides on the board or anything like that. It really gets down to whether the affiliate program has the support of somebody who is knowledgeable of the affiliate program and has the capacity to, you know, to work with me and to represent the program and to just kind of be there. It's a very, very difficult time to work for Pacifica, for any of us staff people. And, you know, and I think that's partly what happened. The board has been a particularly difficult topic for me in the last year. And, you know, you get thrown off after a while. And that's what happened. I got thrown off. And so for me, it's not an issue of sides. I have no horse race in any sort of race. I just really would like to see the affiliate program survive. I'd like to see it survive me. I'd like, you know, the beginning of some sort of succession plan, so that this program can really have the ability to succeed. And it needs support. And so that's really where I'm coming from. And if there's some way that I can express that, and you know, while taking responsibility for my part in kind of dropping the ball, I'm more than happy to do that. I have no problem doing that. So I want to speak up for the program. I am just a little bit unsure about what would be the best way to do it. I'm certainly happy to express it, you know, to the chair of the board, because she's the executive director right now, personally. But I, in a more formal way, I would be interested in some feedback about what you think would be useful for me to do.
That's a good question. John or Chandra, do you have any thoughts about that?
Well, I think what needs to happen is we need to send this letter to the board and see what the fallout is, see what, you know, what how the board members respond to it.
Well, I guess what I'm asking is, do you think it would be helpful for me to make a statement in connection with it?
You know, Chandra, I'm not sure you heard the question as well as maybe I did. And I'll be really brief and say I believe having the staff member who's been managing this program for many years provide a brief statement as to what fell behind for all of us, and how important it is at this time for the program to have representation, and to request the board make a one-time decision in favor of representation for a very active element of the Pacifica National Body.
Well, I think that's an excellent idea.
So do you think this should be, I should submit this independent of your motion?
I think you should. I would say that I would suggest you send it to Lydia and make it clear that you're also going to copy the board.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to do that.
John, do you agree or disagree, or are you neutral?
I have a feeling that John's no longer on the call.
Oh, okay. Well, I think it's worth it. Let me put it this way. I don't see any danger whatsoever in doing so. Being honest, particularly about the confusion or just misremembering the deadline and recognizing that the process has been going well all these years, and for this one slip, it should be possible to be a little more lenient.
Janice, can I say something now? I am on the call. Can you hear me now?
I didn't know that, John.
Well, I'm driving, and I was using my car and the phone, and so I guess I had one of them muted. I was trying to talk to you. I agree. I think it makes perfect sense, and I think that one of the things that we should emphasize is that this is a requirement, and it would be the same as any other vacancy. The board would want to fill those vacancies so that they would have a full board. And so I think it's an excellent idea, and I hope that it will be successful.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think the point that the requirement that there be two affiliate directors should supersede the fact that the nomination date was missed. I think that's a more important requirement that we have the two directors than that that the date was missed, that the board be made clear, that be made clear to the board.
I agree with you, Chandra, particularly because there have been two occasions in the last 18 months where that bylaw was challenged and it was not successful in reducing it to one person. So that's a foothold that we really need to maintain.
This is Teresa. Can I just, we didn't really ask for approval of amending of approving the amended motion. So can I read the motion one more time that's amended?
The amended motion.
Yes.
Yes.
Move that the affiliate task force send a letter to the PNB proposing an extension of the deadline for the affiliate director nomination to to December 12, 2015. That the PNB secretary present the names of the candidates to the PNB by November 15th, and that the PNB select the two directors in December of 2015.
You can't move retroactively.
Mm-hmm. So,
and that's already, the December 15th date has already passed.
No, just that
December 15th.
Not that November.
The extension of the deadline for affiliate director nomination be moved to December 12th, that the PNB secretary present the names of the candidates to the PNB by December 15th.
December 15th, okay.
Okay. Let me ask one question about this.
Excuse me, before you do that, Teresa,
okay.
Before you ask a question, have you fully read the motion? And I'd like to take a vote on the motion, unless your question is germane to what you've just read.
My question is this. Is it proper to say after the November 15th deadline has passed that we move to extend the deadline? Is that the proper wording?
I would not hold it that way. I would lead with a positive reflection of the bylaws requiring two affiliate representatives, given that two applicants, given that more than one application has not been received, the affiliate task force approved the motion to blah, blah, blah.
May I say that I think that what you are suggesting is part of the rationale. Motion.
Yes.
Extend the deadline.
Yes.
How about when I send this to the PNB, I can include that that argument.
Why don't we include
the
motion?
It's within the motion that you've just that we are talking about and hoping
okay.
to approve any moment, Teresa.
Okay, so given that, read it, can you give it one more time? Given that, or whereas?
Yes, whereas the deadline, but the point I'm hoping to make is rather than pushing that the deadline needs to be noted, that we would start from a position of strength, whereas the PNB bylaws requires representation of two affiliate representatives, and the deadline of November 15th resulted in only one application. The affiliate task force hereby motions to extend the deadline to December 12th and then the rest of your motion.
I think that's excellent.
Okay, let me try to read it back one more time. Whereas the PNB bylaws require representation, do you want to say representation or directors? Whereas the PNB bylaws require representation of two affiliate
directors.
And the deadline of November 15 resulted in only one application. And
therefore,
I think we could also say, and whereas this year the PNB has, or the PNB and the delegates have expressed an unwillingness to have less than two director representations.
No, don't go there.
Don't go there.
Okay, so whereas the PNB bylaws require representation of two affiliate directors and the deadline of the November 15, 2015
nomination period resulted in only one director nomination.
In only one application.
Therefore, the affiliate task force moved
that the affiliate task force send a letter to the PNB proposing an extension of the deadline for the affiliate director nomination to December 12, 2015, that the PNB secretary present the names of the candidates to the PNB by December 15, 2015, and that the PNB select the two directors in December 2015.
Period.
Any objections?
This is a committee, so we don't need a second. Are there any objections to the motion?
Do we have to give a date in December or just in December?
I think with the holidays, we just better give them, because they'll probably let them send it in by mail or by email.
It has been done by email.
So then it does say they vet the people. Let's say they have a telephone conference where people can ask questions of the candidates either on the 17th or over the weekend of the 20th before the holidays, and then the votes have to be in by December 31st, something like that.
Chandra, I'm open to not being date specific, because if we are date specific and we learn that the board members or other meetings are taking place on those specific dates, then we have no wiggle room.
Okay, I got it.
Having there be latitude to the end of December gives us more area to work with, in my opinion.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
So, hearing no objections, the motion passes.
Great. Okay.
So, it's 8:47. We're scheduled to end this meeting in 12 minutes. I want to ask if we want to spend 10 minutes on any updates or fundraising / brainstorming ideas that were noted at the October meeting.
I want to ask one question.
It's going to take you 12 minutes, Teresa?
No, 1 minute. 1 minute.
Okay.
I have not scheduled a meeting for the affiliate task force in December. Because frequently every other committee in the world wants to hold their meeting on that date. So, I'm wondering if anyone has any suggestions.
Well,
do you want me to schedule it for? It would be December the 10th.
It would give us a chance, if necessary, to do any final, I was going to say strategizing on this vote thing, but that's actually probably less necessary since those who would be available to vote would be myself and you, Teresa. So I don't know. I would leave it up to Ursula at this point as to what assistance you might want that would require us to meet on December 10th.
Well, as long as you don't mind, I don't mind having a meeting that date, but because there's nothing on the schedule right now.
So I asked Ursula if there's something that she would find useful for us to come together to meet on December 10th.
I think it would make a difference to me just to know that meeting was happening and that whatever had to be dealt with, there would be a place to do it.
I'll provide the eggnog. We can kind of make it a social, a holiday social.
I guess you're going to have the longest straw possible, Teresa.
Like an office party, you know? The committee should get together and have a little party.
Teresa, would that be eNog?
Yeah, eNog. Yeah. I'd buy the eNog.
Okay.
Well, I just want to thank you guys, and you know, it's been a bad day for me, and I just want to thank you. You cheered me up a little bit.
So the next meeting date will be Thursday, December 10th, and right. Teresa has noted she will take responsibility for listing it on the website before the date gets taken.
Is there any specific thing you want on the agenda, everybody? Anybody?
I would just call it a year-end review.
Okay, all right.
We need to put review of the minutes from September, October, and November, and we need to discuss what happened with this motion, a follow-up discussion about the motion, that the letter that's going to the PNB, so we'll need to discuss that.
Okay.
Okay.
And then maybe we should put the fundraising ideas on the agenda.
That sounds fine, Chandra.
Okay, Madam Chair, fundraising ideas.
We're going to bring that forward at the next meeting, Teresa.
Okay.
Okay, I have a fundraising idea that I will be able to talk about by then. I'll find out if it worked out or not.
Great, that sounds good. Okay.
Can you take an announcement?
You mean right now?
Yes.
If it's brief, Teresa.
I do encourage anyone here with the stations to support the Archives fundraiser. And it's supposed to last a week, and we are encouraging people to...
Oh, it's lasting 2 days.
Yes.
2 days.
Yes. But, I mean, it's actually, they're encouraging people to buy holiday gifts, for example, like a zip disc, so you could, like, while you're exercising, listen to Pacifica Archives, which I think would be great if people were listening to the archives rather than music, for example.
Well, Teresa, what I would recommend is if you would forward the most recent announcement from Brian that has the date and the focus of that effort to the full affiliate task force, then we could cover what you've just suggested as an announcement.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Nancy from KPFT. Sorry for late.
Welcome, Nancy.
I had technical difficulties.
Well, we're glad you're on because there's somebody been on the call that won't admit that they're on.
That's not me.
So,
you know, I wanted to say in terms of the archives fundraiser that we actually spoke with a lot of affiliates all over the country who are, some of them are taking the special and airing it on their stations without pitching and with kind of light reference to the website. And we also got quite a collection of testimonials from affiliates, audio files. So the affiliate program really kind of, you know, made an effort to support the fundraiser.
That's wonderful.
That's great. Good.
Thank you.
Great. So if there's no other business, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you so much for a very productive and positively focused meeting.
Thank you, Jen.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.